Hello, everyone, and welcome to The New Yorkers, a podcast by New York City Cop. I'm your host, Kelly Kopp, published photographer, New York City tour business owner, real estate content creator, podcaster, and above all else, a New Yorker.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
With me today, I have executive editor Bianca Bahamandes. She is the Secret Media Network's executive editor for all of North America. She is an avid reader and an urban connoisseur. But above all else, she is a New Yorker. Hey, Bianca, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Hey, thank you for having me again. I'm well. How are you?
I'm great, Bianca. I'm super excited and super happy to have you back on the show. You know, we had such a your show last year, you know, everybody loved.
Oh, I'm so
glad to
hear.
And so we're super excited to have you back. So, Bianca, today on the show, I want to talk about events. It's the beginning of the year, and New York City has all these amazing events every single month of the year. And I thought, who would be more perfect to have on the show than Bianca Bahamandes from Secret NYC? Who knows everything about New York City?
Oh gosh, I don't know about everything. Don't put that pressure on me. But well, I know a few things.
Well, you know a lot, you know, and I felt like I wanted to have you on to talk about some of our favorite events that happen each month of the year. So let's get started. Let's start in January.
All right, you want me
so
to go
this
first?
This is February, but yeah, go ahead. So you tell yours and I'll tell mine, and we'll go through each month, and I wonder if we each talk about, chose the same events too. I'm curious.
I know. Some of these aren't events, more just like things to do.
Oh, I love that.
I hope that's okay.
No, it's perfect.
So for January, I chose Bathhouse, which they have locations in Flatiron and Williamsburg. But I just feel like the holiday madness is over and there's not much to do and it's cold and it's dark and it's gloomy.
Yeah.
So just, you know, soaking in the hot baths, saunas, doing like the little cold plunges, maybe a massage if you want. And that would be my go-to activity, if you will, in January.
I see a guy on Instagram or whatever who talks about those once in a while too. Maybe it's, I assume it would be the same one.
It might be. There's a place called Bathhouse and they actually have really good food in their cafe area.
Really?
And they recently opened a location in Flatiron that's apparently about twice the size of their location in Williamsburg. I haven't been to the one in Flatiron. I would like to go, but I've been to the one in Williamsburg a few times, and it's always nice, honestly.
I think that's a great idea, even for people who are visiting, you know, our listeners, because, you know, there's the typical things to do in New York City, but people, you know, say they take a tour with me and they do a 6-hour tour and they're tired as heck the next day, you know, and I think a bathhouse, you know, would be perfect, you know, for people to take a day and just kind of chill and soak in the warmth of the bathhouse on a cold winter New York City day.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of different places, obviously, that have spa and sauna amenities.
Very great point.
But Bathhouse specifically, I just really like, and there is a bit of a social element. I feel like every time I go, it's relatively full, not packed, but relatively full. And yeah.
Is it unisex?
Yes. Yeah. The area is unisex.
Yeah.
Ultimately, like,
I was
anyone,
like, is that the right term?
I guess. Yes. I don't know. It doesn't say on their site, but everyone is in the same kind of common space and in the saunas and the baths. And then of course you like have massages, those are private rooms.
And you said there's a cafeteria as well?
They have a little cafe attached and you can kind of go between the sauna and the hot bath and the cafe and just go go back and forth. You can really spend the whole day. And day passes are, I think they start at about $40. And then depending if it's a weekend or a weekday, it can change a little bit, but not crazy expensive for New York, at least.
That's a great idea, because I've, you know, seen these, like I said, this, I forget the guy's name on Instagram. And it's, you know, every time I see it, I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting, but I forget. But now, you know, I'm going to try it. Jay, we should go try it.
Yeah.
All three of us should go try it.
Yeah, it's really great. I did it for my birthday, actually, which is in December, but it was a nice way to just decompress.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I highly recommend.
Well, my choice for January, or my idea I was going to talk about, is completely the opposite of what you're talking about. It's the Coney Island Polar Bear Club New Year's Day Plunge.
Yes.
So it's on January 1st, and anybody can do it, and it's free to do. But out at Coney Island, you run into the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. I'm thinking, what ocean is it? The Atlantic Ocean. I won't do it because it's way too cold. But, you know, it's a huge annual event in New York City. And whoever participates, too, it's encouraged for them to donate to community organizations as well, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
So it's a cool event, and it's out at Coney Island. You can probably grab a Nathan's hot dog afterwards and warm up or something. But it's something I won't do, but I recommend. If you're visiting New York City, I think it'd be a really cool thing to get a photo. I will go out and get your photo.
I was going to say, at least to visit. Even if you're not doing the plunge, you have to at least go and see. It's definitely a spectacle every year.
It's really fun. You know, people are having a blast. And, you know, like I said, if you come visit, you know, if you take a tour with me, I'll take you to Coney Island and I'll get photos of you in the polar bear plunge.
Totally opposite, because they do have like cold plunges too. Yeah. So you can go between the hot bath and the cold. So not totally.
Interesting that we both started off with some sort of
plunge
in the
water. Yeah.
One hot, one cold. So what's your second one for February?
Oh, going into February?
Or do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, no, I mean, I have a whole bunch of things, but we can jump to February.
Well, what else? You know, because I think these ideas are great for people who are visiting. Yeah. So what else do you want to talk about for January? I'd love to hear.
No, the other items that I kind of had in my head were ice skating, obviously. That's like a classic. Going indoors again because it's cold. Nighthawk. I'm a big fan of.
I don't know that.
Nighthawk. It's a movie theater. Again, in Williamsburg, clearly there's a theme here. And you can get food while you're watching the movie.
Oh, I love those type of theaters.
So, yeah, it's just a really nice evening in, if you will. Yeah.
There was one in Orlando. I forget the name of it, but it was very popular, and I loved going. I went there quite a lot with friends, and it was a theater, and they served food. It was like a restaurant, in a sense. And, I mean, not a full restaurant, but it had enough snacks that was felt like a restaurant while you're watching a movie.
Yeah, they have a lot of food.
And drinks, beer and wine.
Exactly.
It was really cool.
Alamo Draft House, I think, does it too, if
I'm
not
mistaken. This was
called
Aloma Draft House.
Okay.
It's so funny. You just clicked to what it was, but go ahead.
So that would have been my other choices for January.
I think that my other one is Restaurant Week in January. Restaurant Week is actually 3 weeks here in New York City, but I love it because so many amazing restaurants that we usually don't go to, they're kind of pricey, do participate in Restaurant Week. For instance, New York City's oldest steakhouse, which is Delmonico Steakhouse, you know, is amazing. And I think they participate and they have to adhere to the prices that are in Restaurant Week, which are pretty expensive, especially for lunch.
So, I was going to say lunch, Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
Lunch is where to go.
So Delmonico's, this famous, amazing steakhouse down, you know, in Stone Street area, kind of by Wall Street area.
Yeah, I think it's in the Fideye.
Yeah, and it's an incredible restaurant. It's so beautiful and amazing and great food. So I recommend. But I mean, there's the whole city, all five boroughs participate in Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
So it's really recommended. So let's go to February. What do you got for February?
February, I have date nights at the Met, February theme, Valentine's theme, but the Met puts on nights that they're open on Fridays and Saturdays from about 5 to, I think, 9 p.m., and it's just seeing the museum in the evening. I don't know. There's something romantic about it.
That is really cool. You know, I just went to the Met a month or two ago with my friend Emily. she's a member there. So she took me on this fast tour. We ran all over and we had the best time. I love the Met.
I do too.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite museums. But, you know, I didn't know about that Valentine's night at the Met.
I don't think it's just for Valentine's. I'm just choosing it for February. Yeah. But they have Friday and Saturday evenings. I'm not sure. I think it's year round, but I would have to double check that. But yeah, where they're open for a few extra hours on Fridays and Saturdays.
Well, that's really cool. I need to check that out. For me, I love the Lunar Parade and Festival down in Chinatown. That's something that I do every year, you know, as a photographer and the content, the what I create for my content too, that people love to see, and Secret NYC as well. But
the
I love it.
The energy is great.
It's amazing, you know, and Chinatown in Manhattan does it. Flushing, Queens does it. Sunset Park, Brooklyn does it. I mean, they have a dragon dance, all these elaborate floats, marching bands, musicians, magicians, acrobats. I mean, of the firecrackers that go off when the dragons are dancing in front of the stores and everything. Really cool. There's a lot of, just like you said, a lot of energy. Got to dress warm because you're outside for a long time, but.
I've only ever been to the one in Chinatown in Manhattan, but I didn't realize they also had... I actually did know about the one in Flushing, but I've never been to it.
I think Flushing, Queens is probably one of the... It's has to equal, I think, the Chinatown in Manhattan.
I would imagine.
I would just expect... I've been out to Flushing, Queens, and it's huge, that area. So, but yeah, I love it. I love it. I was just there for Super Saturday that they do every year. And then I think the Lunar New Year, the Lunar Parade it's February 16th, actually. So it's coming up. So I'm excited because I see all my photographer friends there too. And we all get together and photograph and enjoy the day and evening, especially at nighttime. The energy is great. It's really cool. How about what is, you have anything else or you want to go to March? What do you want
to do? Yeah, let's pop over to March.
Let's pop to March. Well, actually too, in February, I do love Off-Broadway week.
I have Broadway week.
Yeah, so it's like 2-for-1 tickets, right? I thought maybe you did. That's awesome. So March, correct?
Yeah, March.
What do you think, Bianca?
March, the, I guess, unofficial start of spring, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the Met Cloisters would be nice.
Oh, nice.
One probably later in March, honestly. But once the flowers start blooming a bit, maybe it'll be like last year where it's warmer earlier and they'll start to bloom earlier, but I think that's just a nice way to spend spring.
That's a good one. I mean they're all great, but I like how you're kind of thinking outside the box. And again, for our listeners, that when they visit, you know, that's the extension of the Met, the Cloisters.
Yeah, the Cloisters are great. Yep. And I don't think that we talk about it a lot at Secret NYC, but I don't think they're given the
kudos.
Recognition that they deserve, because it really is such an interesting space and really beautiful space too. Feels like you're in Europe on
it. Exactly. I actually live way up by the Cloisters.
Oh, okay.
And I never go. It's so, you know, I don't think about it because it's going more uptown when I always want to go downtown. Where, you know, in Manhattan. Yeah, it's a good one. That's a really good one. You're making me think I need to go there again soon. For me,
well, in March.
What'd you say?
In March.
Yes.
Coming up.
A couple weeks.
In a few weeks, you can pop over there.
For me, I absolutely love the Macy's Flower Show. I get to go every year too and cover it. And it's a different theme each year. I just love the beautiful floral arrangements, the creativity. They have these floral gardens. It's just a really beautiful scene inside of Macy's and outside too, how they decorate outside of Macy's for the Macy's Flower Show. It's a big deal, I think, you know, to go see it. There's no date yet for this year because I always wait till like the last couple weeks right before the flower show to announce it, which I wish they didn't do that because, you know, we could tell you guys when it was. But you just have to pay attention to Secret NYC or New York City Cop, our pages, and we'll tell you when it is.
They do have a spring market that
they do
just opened, right? I didn't cover that, but someone on the team did. So I was just seeing it and I'm like, oh, a bit early, but.
It is early.
Yeah. People are ready for it, though. I will say, we did a video on it last week, and it performed really nicely. And I'm like, all right, I guess people are over winter and ready for spring.
We are over winter because it's been the longest winter that I can remember since I moved here. Well, Bianca just told us, congratulations, it's your 10 years, right?
Yes.
Have you hit it yet, or is it coming
No,
up?
It's coming up in August, so a few months away. But 2025 as a whole will be my 10 years.
I love that. That's a big deal. Yeah, I just hit my 10 year a couple, you know, this is my 12th year, so... But I think about that 10 year, it's a really big deal.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little celebration, I think, like a little party of sorts to celebrate as a milestone. So.
My friends, Megan and Maureen, surprised me with, you know, the billboard in Times Square saying, congratulations,
nice.
You know, so they brought me there and it was really cool.
That's so cool.
That was a cool little
That's
New York
so cool.
City.
If any of my friends are listening.
Yes. Bianca. Get
no
a billboard
pressure.
And get Bianca a billboard for her 10-year anniversary. Bianca's friends. Secret NYC. And yes, people are ready for spring because I think this, in my opinion, is the longest winter I've had since I've lived here. Because it has snowed so much this season, which is great because it hasn't snowed in years and we've been waiting for it. And we're ready for it. But it's been very cold this winter, I think, compared to other winters since I've lived here these 12 years. And I am ready for spring.
I know. I would have taken more snow over the cold, I will say. I do miss snowy, like just the city being covered in snow. But yeah, it's been cold.
Well, it's going to snow tomorrow again.
Let's see.
And you know what? I remember one of the biggest blizzards we've had since I've lived here, and that was in April.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of, what was it? Jonas, I think it was called.
Maybe.
When I moved here.
That might be
so
it.
About almost 10 years ago now. It was bad. It was
the
like
subways were shut down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I almost got lost in Central Park, whatever. A story for a different day. But I lived over in Central Park and thought it was really nice and beautiful to go out and then couldn't find my way out.
I think that was it. I think it was Jonas. You know, do you know what Casey Neistat is?
No.
He's well known on YouTube and he's a well known New Yorker who does a lot of things in the city. And I might have been this Jonas storm. I was walking through Times Square and I saw this guy behind a Jeep, you know, like a skiing, but he was on a snowboard and he had a huge American flag. And I just was like, oh my gosh, who is this? Look at this guy in this snowstorm, you know, just such a random thing in Times Square. And I took a photo and it was him. So he's a cool guy. Cool guy.
Well, we haven't had that in a while. Enough snow for someone to go skiing through Times Square.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to see that again. So we're ready for April, Bianca.
Yes. So April is when the night markets come back. So Queens Night Market, Bronx Night Market, Vegan Night Market, all the markets return.
You know, one of my favorite markets, and hopefully it's included too, is, did you say Harlem?
I did not. I said Bronx.
Yeah, Harlem's a good one too. Because it's on my way downtown, and I love the Harlem Market because it's underneath the viaduct of the West End Highway. And you know how, I don't know if you've ever been underneath it and how like beautiful it is structurally. Really cool.
Nice.
And you're underneath this beautiful bridge.
I haven't been to the Harlem one. I've just been to Queens and the Bronx.
I need to see the other ones too. I want to check out the Bronx one especially. Have you been to those, Jay? Well, I mean, the theme in Harlem is a lot more soul food and everything, but so I guess the other boroughs have...
It's like neighborhood food, so the Queens Night Market takes place in Corona Park and then highlights, I don't know, like 30-plus vendors from the area.
Oh, cool.
That's so awesome. Whatever cuisines are popular in the area, they'll come out and get to try a whole bunch. Yeah.
I always want to do it, but, you know, then, you know, how our time is and stuff. And now
commuting
in the subway. I have to go down to go back up. And
oh, yeah, especially for you coming.
Yeah, because I have to take the A train down to maybe 145 and then up on the D and then go back up into the Bronx. And then Queens is over here. And
it's a commitment.
It is. It's funny. Side note. People don't realize, you know, people who live on the east side, when someone says, oh, they're on the east side, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to come over and see you now. It's just too much work.
You could take the bus.
Yeah, we'll have to go down, take the bus, go up. You know, people don't realize that. It's silly if you don't live here, probably, but people say on the east side, I'm like,
never going to see
you. I'm staying home today. Yeah. So this was April, correct? For me, one of my favorite things to do is the Easter parade on Easter, which is Sunday, April 20th this year. But also basically what it is the Easter Bonnet Festival. It's not really a traditional parade when you think of floats going down Fifth Avenue. It's right there in front of Rockefeller Center and in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral especially. Have you been there?
To St. Patrick's Cathedral?
What, to see the Easter Bonnet Parade?
Not to see the
Easter Parade. Oh my gosh, Bianca, it's really cool. My friends Chris and Emily go way out. She actually works in the floral district and she has a studio there. She does like flowers for SNL and everything. She's really cool. And she is making these huge bonnets for her and her husband, Chris, and everything. And they really go out. I mean, people in the city go nuts for this Easter Bonnet Parade. And I show it every single year on my social media. It's one of the coolest things to do in the city, and just go out and just hang out. You get to talk to the people and meet them and take photos with them. And everybody stands in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral too. I think it's from like 49th all the way maybe up to 54th. It's all blocked off and people in, you know, their Easter suits, attire and everything, and bonnets. It's really cool. So if you have the opportunity,
yeah,
you should go check it out.
No, I should. I don't know why. I think I just...
But it's Easter day, so you might be busy, you know, with...
I'm usually traveling. I go back and forth a lot to my family in Florida. So for a lot of like the holiday time and things like that, I'll pop down. But yeah, I think I'll be here. So I'll check it out this year.
Yeah, it's definitely something worth checking out. Yeah, you should do it too if you have the time. Yeah.
Hard to get away. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's just me here and my family's all in Florida, as you guys know, where I was for January. And then for the rest of the year, I just run around and do my thing. So we're up to May.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey there, I'm Bellamy Young. I'm an actor and a producer. I've been working with the global humanitarian organization CARE, and I am so excited to invite you along for my new podcast, She Leads with CARE. Each week, you'll meet some incredible women who have changed their lives and their communities.
We raise our voices for people who don't raise their voices to defend themselves.
Listen to She Leads with CARE now on your favorite podcast platform. New episodes every Tuesday.
So for May, I have the Other Art Fair that takes place in Brooklyn every year. And this year, Secret NYC is partnering with them. So I'm really excited about that.
Very cool.
And they put on Friday Late, it's called, to kick off the weekend, where people can interact with artists and explore different works and local artists, drink signature cocktails, plan portrait sessions with local artists. So it's just really a nice space to connect with local Brooklyn artists.
Oh, I really want to check that out.
Yeah, I hadn't been yet, I will say, but I am really excited to check it out this year.
Wow, that's a really good one. I didn't know about that at all. Have you been there, Jay? Yeah.
That sounds really cool. When did you say it was?
It takes place May 8th. Which I believe is a Thursday, and it runs through that Sunday. So it's just a weekend.
Okay. Good to know.
But a lot is happening over the course of that weekend.
Very cool.
Cool. Yeah, no, I'll mark my calendar and check it out.
That's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. Yeah.
Nice. It's in Zero Space is the venue.
I've heard of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jay, we should go. Bianca, we all should all go.
You'll see me there.
Ready for mine?
Yes.
What I think is really cool, and there's a lot of things to do with this event, is Fleet Week. Ooh. So that's towards the end of May. Fleet Week honors our heroes in the U.S. Navy, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard in Manhattan and Staten Island. And they do all these events where the public can view. You can go to the Intrepid Museum, which is on the Hudson River, though, the aircraft carrier, and do a tour there. They do what's called the Parade of Ships on the Hudson, where all these Navy ships and different, you know, types of ships come into the Hudson past the Statue of Liberty. It's really amazing. I think it's a really good show for New York City, too, in general. I think other cities do it, too. A couple, like maybe L.A., I'm not sure, but...
I feel like San Francisco.
Maybe San Fran, yeah. You're right. So but I know New York, I feel like, is like the huge one. And I love it. They have ship tours, concerts, plays. Oh, they do an air show, too. An awesome air show. I think it's F-16s that fly down the Hudson. Just a lot of participatory, is that the right word?
It will be.
Yeah. Events for the public. And I think it's like 3 or 4 days in Times Square. They do this tank where these Army Navy divers play. They have a tic-tac-toe. I see it every year. I love it. They have a tic-tac-toe board on the glass screen. So people and their kids love it. They play tic-tac-toe with the Army or Navy or whatever diver in the water with their gear on, playing tic-tac-toe with the public. And they do shows in Times Square. It's really cool. I think that's
a good one.
I really look forward to it every year. I mean, you see all the, you know, the Navy guys and the ladies and gentlemen from the Navy or from the Army walking around the city. But, you know, you always see the Navy, the white uniforms they have. And they're all walking around the city. And the whole, it's just really cool. Have you seen them walk around the city, Jay? You know, and it's just cool, isn't it, Bianca?
Yeah, you know it's Fleet Week, even if you're not doing any of the events. But that's a good one. Yeah, I forgot that's in May.
It's really it's nice to walk to see them and thank them for their service. And you know, obviously, you see some older people, but just to see all these young, to me, they're kids now. You know, and I'm saying thank you for your service. You know, and they love the city, and they're all green. Never been to New York, and it's.
That's nice.
It's really cool.
I like that.
I do too. So we're going to June? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say June, summer programming, I feel, kicks off in the city. So summer stage.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
I think summer stage is probably the most interesting. I mean, maybe not the most interesting, but I think it's an interesting way to spend the summer, just doing free concerts.
Exactly.
You get to see different parts of the city. You can see different artists and explore the city in a new way.
I also, does GMA kind of participate in that too? Like are they hosts, or maybe they're like the sponsors or something?
They might
be. I feel like I could be wrong.
They might be. It might change from year to year.
Yeah.
But June, big month for music, I would say.
It's
also Governor's Ball.
Yes. I was just going to say that. And what's the other one? What's the huge one in Central Park?
Citizens Fest? That's later.
Is it later?
In the summer.
I've never been to it, actually.
But,
yeah.
No, the team loves it. Every year, it's Governor's Ball and Global Citizen that everyone's just like, has to go.
There's so many people there, you know. Actually, this is going to tie into something later in a second.
What about you? What's yours for June?
Well, it does tie into something, actually. I don't know if it would be the summer concert series, but it's very close. It's one of my favorite things to do, actually, in the world, is to sit down with 50,000 or maybe 30,000 New Yorkers in Central Park on the Great Lawn and listen to the New York Philharmonic. They do it every summer. I'm guessing it's just like around Wednesday, June 11th this year. It's usually on a Wednesday. They used to do two nights, but they just do one night now. But probably one of my favorite things to do at the top of my, I mean, I would, it could be number one on my list of things to do in New York, is just to sit there and get this beautiful free concert from the incredible New York Philharmonic.
That's nice. I actually had New York Philharmonic as one of my things to do later in the year. The Art of Score that they do, where they put on the score of classic films or well-known films.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I've been looking because I want to go again now. And they don't have the full year schedule out. So I keep checking, but they have a few for next month, and I think in June as well.
Did I say this is free, though? Did I mention
that? Yeah, no, okay. Yours is free. Mine is not.
Yeah.
But, New York Philharmonic.
Oh, I mean, the New York Philharmonic is just, I mean, one of the top orchestras in the world, and it's just to be treated by them to their free concert with, and then you have your blanket and your picnic basket, and everybody around you is just talking and getting, you know, we're all getting along. And I love that people put the flag of their country up too, that they're, you know, in the area that they're sitting, which I think is really cool because New York is so diverse and there's so much unity. It's a beautiful, and at the end they do fireworks too. They finish it off with fireworks, so everybody looks the opposite direction because they're coming from the Bethesda Fountain in Central Park South. So this beautiful fireworks show. It's just a beautiful moment for everyone. I love it.
That's a good one. That's definitely better than the summer concerts.
No, I think they're both equally amazing. They are. They really are.
Fireworks and the New York Philharmonic for free. Awesome.
It makes my heart sing. My New York heart sing, you know. So where are we now? We're on July?
I guess July, yeah. Do you wanna go first, or you want me to share my thoughts?
Well, you go first.
Okay.
Mine might be expected. I'll just say that.
Might also.
Okay,
so
go
let's
ahead.
See.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Bridge Park in a few different ways. So outdoor movies.
Perfect. I didn't even think of that.
Okay, great. I was like, for sure, it's going to be probably the thing I chose. And they also have kayaking under the bridge, which is, they have three sessions on a few days, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. They'll have like 3 hours, I believe, all from Brooklyn Bridge Park. So you can either do like outdoor movie with skyline, which is really nice, or do some kayaking.
Those are awesome. I love those movies and the kayaking. I know exactly what you mean. I didn't even think of that.
And they both happen or take place from the Brooklyn Bridge Park. So July, Brooklyn Bridge Park, the place to be.
Walking on the in Brooklyn Bridge Park in the summertime with a summer breeze off the east.
Might be really hot, but
yeah.
Outdoor
no,
movies
it.
In the evening,
yeah,
it's
I
a little
mean.
Cooler for sure.
Yeah, it's just the views, just the summer night winds.
Totally.
See the Statue of Liberty. I love it. That's a great one. I didn't even think of that. Mine is what I think is the obvious, Macy's 4th of July fireworks.
Oh, true.
You know, and they're amazing. I'm a little bit sad that they moved them from the East River to the Hudson.
Devastated.
You are too. Because, you know, the view from Queens with the fireworks looking over to Manhattan with the Empire State Building and all that is stunning. Now they moved them over to the Hudson River with New Jersey looking over to the city. It's pretty. I mean, I didn't even go over there this year because I stayed in Manhattan and got videos.
I moved closer to toward the waterfront area.
Oh, were you in Jersey for that?
No, I'm in like the Williamsburg Greenpoint area. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, I'm going to see all the fireworks now. They're going to be right there, front row seats.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they moved them to New Jersey. And I was so pissed because I went out there and they're so far. I'm like, I keep getting closer and it keeps getting further. So I was.
Wait, did you on 4th of July know they were in Jersey? Or did you not know? You waited for them like the normal spot they were used to be.
I knew, but I was like.
Probably a dumb question. Yes,
I could probably see from
NYC,
here,
you know.
And I did. I don't know everything, so sometimes possible.
But still, you knew that. Yeah.
But I still saw them, but they were just so
far. Oh, you
far.
Could see them from your house?
They were just really
far. Apartment,
well, from like the roof.
Oh, yeah.
I could see them. But they were just so far. I was like, okay, great.
Yeah, I went to my friend's, you know, rooftop. He has like the 60th floor or something. And I got a good view of them. I was looking down on them with Hudson Yards and. The video I got was really great. It just didn't have that feel of sitting in Queens and looking over to the city with the Empire State Building. It was,
I agree,
not the same.
It was basically over Jersey from my perspective. Mm. It was not over, but
and it's harder to get there too. There's just to get over to Jersey and get back to the city. That's another reason I didn't go because it's just transportation is really challenging,
totally.
Especially with millions of people. Hard. I mean, I do have another one real quick, though. Is the Mermaid Parade in July at Coney Island, which is really cool, inspired by Mardi Gras. But they do this really cool mermaid parade, and people dress in, like, this mermaid-type theme, and it's pretty cool. Have you heard of it, Jay? Yeah, it's really cool. I think it's a couple of days. I don't know much about it. I actually haven't been.
People get all dressed up.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
How about you? Do you have another one for...
No, for me, it was really just outdoor movies. And then I said kayaking because I realized they're both at Brooklyn Bridge Park. So I figured I'd just lump it all into Brooklyn Bridge Park as my place.
I love it. How about August? What you got?
I got the U.S. Open.
Ooh.
I felt like for sure that would be an obvious one. But U.S. Open is just at least... At Secret NYC, it's all we're talking about in August, and the team goes out, and everyone loves the Honey Deuce cocktails that they make for the U.S. Open with, like, the Honey Dew to look like tennis balls. I think it's, like, a lemonade. Anyway, that's from August through the beginning of September, the first week of September, but I would say the U.S. Open if you're in New York and
that's a great one.
Swing it, getting out there.
I've actually never been. To the U.S. Open.
It's a good time.
Yeah, I need to do it. I just never been. It's always 110 degrees too in the U.S. Open. It seems like one of the hottest weeks of the year, but I want to do it. It's, you know, it'd be, you know, great content.
Yeah, even if you don't go the last week, they have so many events around it that I don't really follow tennis, I'll say. Mm-hmm. So I typically go earlier in the games, but still fun.
Yeah, this year I'm going to do it because I always want to do it. This year I'll do it. For me, I like to participate or visit the summer streets that they do. I think it's a couple weekends in August. Then they shut down Park Avenue, we'll say from, do you know the streets?
Yeah, I don't know the streets, but for most of
Park Avenue,
Manhattan
exactly.
Park, they'll close it.
But I love it. I mean, they have, you can bike. You know, there's no cars allowed, and you can walk or bike or a rollerblade.
They've started doing it in other boroughs as
well. Yes, I saw that.
Just blocking off those streets, and it's so nice.
It's a great idea.
You don't have to worry about, I don't know, someone coming out of left field to hit you.
It's just, I mean, you can...
I hate crossing the streets here.
Yeah, true. And Park Avenue is busy.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful to see it car-free. And it's, I love it. And then at the end, like lower Manhattan, they have like a big slide and things like that. And they have games and events, you know, like some, you know, periodically as you're going down or up Park Avenue. Really, and I love it because you can go around Grand Central Terminal and see the views, which is really cool. So I like to walk it too. I love it. What you got for September?
For September, I have the Brooklyn Book Festival.
Nice.
I'm a bit bookish. I read a lot. Anyway, I went for the first time last year, but our editor has gone for the last like 10 years in a row. And it's really cool. You can connect with like small publishers, authors that are both Brooklyn based, but renowned as well.
Mm-hmm. I would love that.
But it does spotlight a lot of Brooklyn authors and bookshops and yeah, it's just kind of an open festival, but there are different events at different spaces, panels, et cetera, like meet and greets, if you will, signings.
So, I would love to check that out.
Yeah, it's really cool. I hadn't heard about it until last year. Mm-hmm. Clearly, it's been going on for a while, if our editor has been going for a decade. But I think it's fun, especially if you're a reader.
I saw it on social media. Somebody posted about it, too. That sounds really cool. I want to check that out. Mine, I think, is for September is kind of an expected one, too, is, you know, the 9/11 remembrance. I think it's important for everyone to never forget and to go see it and visit the 9/11 memorial. You know, the 9/11 the 9/11 remembrance specifically on September 11th. I mean, I feel, you know, sadly, when September 1st hits, that you can feel like this sadness over the city. You know, until September 11th, because the city does a lot of remembrances as well, and I think the lights, the tribute lights that go up into the sky, that you can see for miles on September 11th, specifically, you know, from sunset till sunup on September 12th is how long they're up, and you can see them for hundreds of miles actually. But for me, I'm out doing photos and videos and everything, but there's, you know, all these sad and beautiful remembrances. So I think people should, if you're in, I think it's a good time. I don't know if good time is the right word or phrase. I think if you're going to plan a trip to New York City, I might recommend on September 11th around that time, just, you know, to see what it's like, you know, what we do and those remembrances, memorials and all that.
Yeah. And to just feel what the city feels like at that time.
Perfectly
too.
Said. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. So what else do you got?
In September, actually, speaking to the Global Citizens Festival, it happens in September.
Oh, it is September.
Yeah. At Central Park,
huge
Great
deal.
Lawn.
What's funny, I saw this line of like a million people in Central Park, and I was walking by, I was doing photos. I'm like, what are you guys in line for? Of course, you know, they're like Global Citizens. I'm like, ah, I was like, have fun. Because it's, you know, thousands of people there. So now we are, where are we, October?
October.
What you got?
So mine's a bit of a hot take. It's kind of what, when not to go somewhere. last year I went to Sleepy Hollow for the Sleepy Hollow Street
Fair. I've always wanted to do that.
Spare yourself.
Really?
If you're easily overwhelmed by large crowds, I would say spare yourself. It was very overwhelming for me. Everyone had the same idea to go for this festival. I would recommend going a different weekend. Of course, then the festival isn't happening. I totally understand that. But you could still explore the town and go to the cemetery where Washington Irving is buried, who wrote the Sleepy Hollow, Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
It's fascinating.
Really cool. Mm-hmm. And it is a cute town. It's really nice. But I just don't know. It would be a good year to go this year because half the people go. But I think that was a general consensus last year, walking around the space, that you couldn't really enjoy the stalls because there were so many people. You're just focusing on continuing the flow of traffic.
Really?
And you couldn't really stop into all of the little stands. So, yeah. Hot take, maybe don't go on that specific day, but go over the course of the month.
So is it like up on up Hudson River Valley? Is that where it is? I don't know where it is.
Gosh, how did I get
like the Metro North?
There? You would take the Metro North up, and I forget what the stop is exactly. It might be Sleepy Hollow.
I think
a short walk down, maybe 15 minutes or so. Some people Ubered, but there was an area in the town where this fair was happening, and then we just kind of walked around, and the surplus of people then filtered into like lines for every restaurant. Every place had like, even just for coffee, there were huge lines, and everywhere ran out of things.
Wow.
It was just a lot of people all at once.
That's important to know, too. So I'm glad you're telling it. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah, but it was really a cute town. So it's not to discourage people from going there, because I really loved it. I'm just personally this year going to go probably earlier in the month.
Smart.
Or later, because I think this is mid-month that it happens, around the 15th or so. At least last year it was. So yeah, that's my hot take October.
Did you go to the house where they do the reenactment?
I did not.
No.
Have you done it, Jay?
Yeah, we went 2 years ago. They do a live reading and reenactment of the events of the book at Washington Irving's house, and they have it all decorated where you can take tours, and it's really cool. Then there's also I think we talked about it on our previous show, but they do the Jack-O-Lantern Festival up in Sleepy Hollow. It's not like in the same area, but it's like a little bit, you know, they're not
That's
close,
what I want to do,
but
too.
Yeah, I highly recommend both of those if you get the
There's
chance.
A lot to do, and I would prefer to go for those events rather than just the street fair. I don't think I knew what I was getting myself into, but this year I'll go and check that out. Yeah, it's the house. It's house.
Yeah, they have the house, and then the where they have it as it's kind of a museum. It's a museum all year round, but like during Halloween times, you know, they
really
you
ramp
know
it up.
Yeah, they ramp it up. They try and get people to come and see it, but it's
I mean
it's
that's not, a time to go, cool. right? Yeah. I guess.
I have not gone
okay.
for October.
What's your October?
My October is going to be the Halloween parade, October 31st. I go to it every year, and there's nothing, in my opinion, like the Michael Jackson Thriller dance group in the parade. You know, that is, to me, the finale in a sense, or, you know, it's just the cherry on the sundae. It is the coolest thing. I love it every single year I record it. It always does well. Actually, Snoop Dogg shared it this year, and he did not credit me. So if Snoop Dogg, if you're listening. But it's really cool. I love it. I know it's a given, the Halloween parade, but there's nothing like the New York City Halloween parade, in my opinion. It's fun. People on the subways are all dressed up all the time. It's a really cool, it's a cool day. Do you have another one for October?
For October, no, the New York Film Festival typically happens mm-hmm. in October,
curious,
and so does Comic-Con.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Comic-Con. I was thinking of that.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I wanted to go with just the parade, because it's something I personally do every year, you know, so...
Yeah, no, the parade's a good one.
Yeah, it's really fun. Well, it's, you know, if you're in the crowd, though, get there early. You know, like maybe 3 or 4 p.m. And it's going to take some time to get out of there, too. It's packed. It's a big deal. So it's really a lot of people. So be prepared.
Be prepared. And if you have reservations for dinner in the area, know what day you're going.
Good point. Really good point.
Because you can't cross the street and you just get sent on a goose chase around to try to get
the barriers.
Around.
It's a maze. It's tough. It's like, it's a huge event. What about November? What you got?
November, I have the holiday train nights.
Oh, I love those.
So
yeah.
They have it during the day, but at mm-hmm. night it becomes like 21 plus. So it's a little quieter.
Yeah.
There aren't, you know, kids and stuff running around, which is fine. If you have families, obviously if there's daytime, you can go see the holiday train show.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for an evening activity, I would say the holiday train nights, and they have drinks and you can still see. And you can still see all of the trains lit up. And Yeah,
I love it. I've been to that. It's a good one. It's really fun. Because people don't think of that. People don't know about it. You know, that don't live here, I should say.
True, don't live here. In my head, I was does like everyone know about this? Is this a bad one to put in? But
well, I mean, for our listeners, it's because, you know, it's not the traditional things that people think of when they come to New York City at that time. So that's a good one. Because, you know, mine is... Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is November we're doing, right?
Yeah.
So what I love, though, I recommend if you're visiting, try to get here when the tree arrives. That's a fun thing to do. It's very early and it's very cold, but when the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree arrives into the Rockefeller Center Plaza, it's a big deal. It's a big celebration. You know, they take it off the truck and everything. The people who donated the tree are here as well. And they talk, and it's just, you know, it's just a really cool event. People want to see the tree lit, you know, that, you know, obviously, but people don't think about the tree arrival. And I think it's fun. I love, obviously, I'm there, and it's just a really fun morning.
I feel mm-hmm. you're saying this, and I feel bad for when my parents hear this, because my parents were in town this year for it.
Yeah.
And I didn't mention it to my mom, and then she was like, I went to get coffee. What was all of this? Blocked area
mm-hmm.
and they were just at a hotel a step away and she missed it. We went to see it after, but I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God, yes, I should have told you to go and watch it.
Well,
but
I mean,
they'll have to come back this year.
Let her know it's become an event. So it's tons of thousands. There's tons, hundreds of maybe 1,000 or so people there, or maybe more. So it's become,
it's a lot of people. Yeah. Definitely. It's hard to get a good view, but at least you see it kind of coming down
right
the whole street or avenue, I guess.
Well, you know, people know that's pulled into town because they see it documented on social media throughout the evening and throughout the night, middle of the night, and then it's here. Then obviously in the morning, that's the celebration or the tradition of bringing it into the Plaza, Rockefeller Center. I love it, though. It's fun. It's really fun. Okay, our last month, December. December? Yeah.
December, special month, my birthday month.
Yay. What's your birthday?
December 9th.
Happy birthday. As Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Nice.
Are you a Sagittarius?
I'm a Leo.
Okay.
So we're both, you know, fire signs.
Yeah. Leos are good.
But Jay's
Aries.
Yeah,
Aries.
Which is the other fairy sign. Fairy sign.
Fire sign.
What the heck? Cut that out. I don't know where that came from. Aries. Fire. I was going to say
Aries and fire.
I was
going to
say fire and Aries. I said fairy.
I love that, though.
What's so the other fairy sign? Let me start over. So, Jay, you're the other fire sign, which is Aries. So we connect the three fires. Okay, so back to December. We're finishing it off now.
Yes, so December. So we're starting the year and ending the year with self-care.
Oh, I love
and
it.
And the William Vale Winter Spa opens toward the middle of December. It actually runs through March, so you could still go now. And they have these wood barrel saunas that have an open window so you could see out into, I guess, like the city area.
Nice.
And then there are also red cedar hot tubs that you can soak in.
Those sound inviting, actually.
So, yeah, a bit of self-care then to close out the year.
Nice.
What about you? What's your December activity?
Mine are
choice?
Just like normal, you know, this time again, you know. But, you know, so what I thought, you know, I knew people would think of, maybe I would say like New Year's Eve in Times Square or maybe the Rockefeller Center street lighting. But what I think is really cool, it's not really an event. It's something that I think is cool to do for a week or so or a few days. You get to stand in. They put the numbers of the previous or the year that's about to leave in Times Square.
Yeah.
So, for instance, they would put 2025 in Times Square, you know, right there in the Times Square Plaza. So you can stand in front of them and get your picture taken in Times Square with the numbers. And I think it's really cool. The numbers are like 10 feet tall and you can get a cool, you know, personalized memoir photo, if that's even the right way to say it. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think it's cool. Get a cool memory there and get the famous numbers that are leaving.
There's honestly so much to do in December. It's hard to just pick a couple of things because everything is lit up. Every activity is open. Every place has a light show of some sort. Every bar is decked out. Every restaurant is decked out.
I mean, everything is.
It's Christmas overload.
Christmas
holiday
windows.
Overload, yeah.
I mean, Christmas lights. I love that you said like restaurants and bars and everything. I mean, no matter what you do, I mean, you're busy December.
You can't avoid it.
Diker Heights, you know, things like that. Yeah. Yeah, that was a hard one just to pick one in general. But I love
the markets, the holiday markets.
Holiday
How
markets.
Can we forget?
Yep, holiday markets. New York, I think, has a couple hundred tree lightings in general. I mean, in different areas of the city. Which is amazing. So there's just so much to do.
I know. It's impossible to cover everything in December. We need December stretched out to like 3-4 months.
Yeah. I love, you know, what's funny? People always say, you know, on social media, gosh, already when they see the Christmas decorations starting, they're like, already? And I always go back and look at the year prior and it's always around the same date. You know, just how people, it's always the same date. It generally starts. But we're like, it's so early this year. Why are they going to start it? What it's going to be next year?
It does feel early, but honestly, if you want to check out everything, you do need all of that time.
Oh my gosh, just living here, it's not enough time.
I know.
Well, that was awesome.
Yeah.
We got some really good ideas for our listeners to do. What was that, a red cedar something you said?
The hot tubs at William Vale Spa that opened in.
That sounds really inviting to me.
In December. It's open now, so.
I'm out of here.
It opens, yeah. Well, I don't know about right this second if it's open, but I'm sure it is. But yeah, they have it from December to March, so through the winter months.
Awesome.
Sauna.
I'm going to do it. Thank you for joining us today for this week's episode of the New Yorkers Podcast. Why don't you let everyone know where they can find you on social media, Bianca?
Be sure to follow us on Instagram or check out our website at secretnyc.co and subscribe to our newsletter if you haven't already.
Nice. Once again, I'm your host, Kelly Kopp, also known as New York City Kopp, all across my social media.
Please like and subscribe to the New Yorkers podcast, and you can follow the New Yorkers on social media at the New Yorkers podcast.
You can leave a rating or a comment to let us know how you are enjoying the show. We read through all your comments and DMs, so please, we would love to hear from you. Thank you, Judy A. Logan, Rhonda McNeil, and Dora Rodriguez for your kind words on the last episode. If you want to be featured at the end of an episode, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or a comment on Spotify.
Check out our latest collaborative post on Secret NYC and New York City Kopp and comment your favorite event in NYC that we didn't get to talk about.
Have a lovely day, my friends, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train. Thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.